One of the few things that we're still able to do with a clear conscience when we're physically distancing is go to the supermarket. But we've had heaps of questions from people who are wondering about the best ways to stay safe there. So in today's CoronaCast, if you have to visit the supermarket this Easter, here are a few tips to stay healthy.
Hello, this is CoronaCast, a podcast all about the coronavirus where we answer your questions. I'm ABC health reporter Tegan Taylor.
And I'm physician and journalist Dr. Norman Swan, presenter of ABC's Health Report on Radio National.
So, Norman, everyone's being really good at staying at home as much as possible, but one of the few things that we're able to do during this social distancing period is going out to the supermarket. So it's no surprise we're getting lots of questions about how to stay safe at the shops. So we've decided we're going to do a whole episode on it today.
Yep, because it's our whole world, the supermarket.
That's right.
So what are we starting with, Tegan?
Let's start with social distancing in the shops itself. How far should we be staying apart from other shoppers when we're at the supermarket?
The rule for supermarkets is the same as the rule for everywhere else. You've really got to maintain about a 2 metre difference, about 6 feet away from other people. And you just got to be tempted not to barrel up towards them. You know, just keep back and think about that quite carefully. And, you know, step back if other people are getting in your way. Don't get upset about it. Just get out of the way. Social distancing is really important.
What about with staff? So, I mean, you have to stand a bit closer than 6 feet from staff sometimes. And also, should they be wearing masks and gloves and that sort of thing?
You'll get a lot of questions about staff. So the two elements of staff, one is people at the tills, and increasingly in supermarkets, you're seeing those Perspex screens, which stop customers transmitting their droplets to the staff and staff transmitting their droplets to you. So you would assume that they're pretty effective. And staff serving the shelves, there's not a lot of advantage to gloves. We've spoken about this before. Gloves can give you a sense of invulnerability when in fact it's not merited, because if you touch a surface with gloves that's infected with coronavirus, the glove's going to get infected and you can pass it on to something else. So you're much better, almost certainly, not to wear gloves in that situation and to just wash your hands regularly before and after you touch objects. So it does mean that staff need to be using hand sanitizer a lot. Masks are controversial. The main reason for wearing masks in the environment of a supermarket is if you're asymptomatic, you're less likely to pass it on to other people. So it'd be up to the policies of the supermarket or the person involved. It's probably not going to make a huge amount of difference, but if you choose to wear a mask, it will help.
You mentioned shelves before, like people stacking shelves and stuff. What are the chances of me as a shopper picking up coronavirus from a product that's on a supermarket shelf?
You're much more likely to pick up coronavirus from coming close to somebody who's coughing or sneezing or breathing out the virus from the droplets in the air rather than on surfaces. So we have talked a lot about surfaces, and you can get it from surfaces. But the reality is that it's a lower risk situation than just the general close contact with somebody and sharing the air that they breathe. Sounds disgusting, but that's the way the case is. So products from shelves, the risk is low. And simply if you observe hand hygiene, you take the products off the shelves, you put them in the trolley, and then you wash your hands or you use hand sanitizer, then that's a pretty safe place to be. And most of the products on the shelves that you're going to be buying are cardboard or paper, and the coronavirus doesn't last that long on there, up to a day, but it decreases quite quickly. Products on the shelves are pretty safe. They're not entirely safe, but if you're just prudent about hand hygiene, not touching your face when you're shopping, that's going to keep you pretty well protected.
That actually leads really well into the next question, which is from Jim. He's 80, so obviously he's in that higher age group, maybe a higher risk of having a bad outcome if he gets coronavirus. He's got himself on the priority list for home deliveries. They're going to be left on the front porch. He's wondering whether he should be trying to sterilise any items. He's got hand sterilizer and some alcohol spray. Should he be spritzing his groceries before he brings them inside?
I think, again, it's a bit like the shopping situation where, you know, to be really prudent, you might want to just leave the outside packaging outside and just take in the products themselves, even though that may be a little bit more laborious. And once you've done that, then look, it wouldn't do any harm with plastic or steel, those hard surfaces, to spray it with isopropyl alcohol if you have it. That's a way of ensuring the situation for yourself. And if you want to dispose of the packaging itself, then it would be pretty safe to go outside, put it in the bin, and then wash your hands with soap and water afterwards. And again, after you handle the products, soap and water afterwards just on your hands to actually make sure that you're protecting yourself.
We've got Tricia asking about how to keep surfaces clean, especially at home. What the best concentration is for a bleach and water solution, or should you just lather everything everything in soap suds. What do we know?
I think there's no question that the safest and simplest thing to use for surfaces is detergent. Detergent gets rid of this virus because it knocks off the fat around the virus and exposes it and the virus dies. So that's the most effective thing. You can go to bleach and peroxide, but the problem with bleach is that you've got to then get to the right concentration of sodium hypochlorite, which is the active chemical in bleach. And the concentration is not 0.1%, not 1%, but not 0.1%. And you're better dialing up, you know, Googling a calculator for bleach dilution, because inevitably, if I give you the how to dilute it, it's going to get wrong and you're going to make a mistake. But the key message here with bleach is if you're diluting it yourself to 0.1%, got to be super careful and don't add any other chemicals other than bleach. But detergent works well, so why bother with bleach is really what I think.
What about washing other things? Fruit and veg, should we be using detergent from that? Can you use hot water? Should you use cold water? Help us.
If only we really knew the answer to this question.
Exactly.
I think most people say the risk from fruit and veg is low and you should just wash it the way you would normally wash it, which is in cold water thoroughly and dry it off if you would normally dry it off. That is going to be fine. And the reality is by the time you get home, you know, these surfaces that are organic may well not, you know, the virus may not, well not survive that long on them. And so the key here is just wash the way you would normally. The risk is extremely low and you're much better off having fresh fruit and vegetables than the small risk of catching coronavirus from them.
So, I mean, Norman, the question's coming thick and fast. I've got hot questions and cold questions for you. So first of all,
Let's go hot first.
Does boiling water kill the virus? If you poured boiling water on your car keys or something like that, would that kill it?
Well, it would certainly kill your car keys. As we just said, all you need is detergent. There's no question that cooking at high temperatures will kill this virus. But that doesn't mean to say you want to sort of douse everything in boiling water. That's dangerous. You could scald yourself. You could scald the kids that are around. And you don't need to do it. And it's not going to convincingly catch all the virus. Because just think about it. Let's imagine that you pour boiling water on packaging or something like that. At the point where you're impacting the piece of cardboard or whatever, yep, there might not be very much coronavirus left, but there might be coronavirus down at the bottom that you haven't actually dealt with. So you're much better dealing with this with what we know, which is detergent, if you're talking about surfaces, if you're talking about cleaning products or alcohol, spraying alcohol, 70% alcohol on it. That's going to be much more effective and you'll still be able to start the car in the morning.
Okay, so now for my cold question. We've got people asking, what Andrew asking about buying milk that goes in the fridge or things that are going in the freezer, frozen meats wrapped in plastic. Do we know about how much the virus survives at low temperatures?
I think we can safely say that the virus will survive in a fridge and it probably will survive in a freezer as well. Not absolutely convincing evidence on that, but the safe assumption to make is that it could survive both the fridge and the freezer. So it does mean that, you know, if you want to be really sure and you have a milk carton, then just get some detergent and wipe down the milk carton before you put it in the fridge. Same with a bottle of milk and so on. And then it's unlikely that there's any virus on it at all. You probably just want to, I think that just in general hygiene, you probably just want to be cleaning the fridge frequently with detergent so that you're not leaving things lying around. And frozen meats, well, again, if it's in a package, if you wipe the package with detergent before you put it in and then rinse that detergent off, so there's not soap going around your freezer, then when you take it out, there's not going to be any virus on it. But if you put it in without washing it and there was virus, then there probably will still be on it. So I think that you just need common sense there and treat each touch as a potentially risky touch and wash your hands before and afterwards.
So we know that washing our hands is a really important part of stopping that virus getting into our faces, which is how we get sick. Tony's asking, should he coat his hands in liquid antibacterial hand wash before he goes to the shops? Is there any value in this or does he need water to activate the soapiness?
You need to actually create a soapy effect to get the surfactant going, the stuff that breaks down the fat. So just putting on the soap itself will get you some surfactant effect, but actually diluting it with water and getting some lather up is really what you want to see to kill the virus.
So there's the detergent itself and then there's also the actual rubbing that works together.
The rubbing and the foaming are really important parts of it.
That's Dr. Norman Swan and online health reporter Tegan Taylor there with their podcast, CoronaCast. Oh, good Lord, it lives in the freezer. I will never eat frozen peas again. Wasn't that shocking? You can find the CoronaCast podcast on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts, and on Spotify now too, if that's your preferred podcast player. This is Life Matters.